We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Don't let yourself get frostbite when your heater goes out. Call my guys at Opox AC and Heating Services, offering 15% off first-time repair.
Keeping you and your family warm this winter, visit Opox.com. That's OPACHS.com. Opox Heating and Air.
We've all dealt with the headache of windshield damage. Small cracks become big cracks, two cracks become four cracks. The next thing you know, cracks are all you see. Then comes the fun part. Where do I go to get it fixed? The answer? Nowhere. They came to me. I called the folks at Eden Auto Glass. They gave me the best in quality windshield repair, a killer quote, and they fixed me up that day. They even took care of the window tint that I've been meaning to install. Look them up at EdenAutoGlass.com. Do what I did. Get your free quote and let them see your crack. That's EdenAutoGlass.com.
Coping-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feeling increasingly lonely right now? You're not alone. Try joining a virtual book club or scheduling an online coffee break with coworkers to connect.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parrish, speaking to you from Hernando, Mississippi. I'm not trying to drive in this stuff. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Her daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
I hope you weren't expecting the Grizzlies to snap their 4-game losing streak to the Pelicans last night, because that didn't happen. Instead, they got the crap kicked out of them again. Bennett. Got the crap kicked out of him again.
What are we going to do?
I don't know, honestly.
Honestly,
I don't
at this
know.
Point, I don't know.
I don't know. I thought about it. I've got one plan. I'll pitch it to you momentarily. We'll see what you think. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Matt Moore is going to join me. He covers the NBA for the Action Network. Lots of stuff going on in the NBA. Wild win for the Nets last night against the Suns in Phoenix. No Kyrie Irving, no Kevin Durant. But James Harden been winning basketball games by himself for years down in Houston. So he did it again, this time with Brooklyn. Talk to Matt Moore about that, about the Bucks' 4-game losing streak. Yeah, I'll ask him about the Grizzlies as well. Matt Moore going to join me in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 444, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Arkansas won again last night, jumped to 19th in my top 25 of one rankings. CBS Sports. I'll tell you why you shouldn't be surprised by Eric Musselman's success right around 444. Rick Barnes, Tennessee Vols, back on the court tonight. Or did that game get canceled? I don't know. I'll have to look that up. We'll discuss it, whether it's happening or not. A whole bunch of SEC games got canceled earlier that I had forgot to check if that was one of them. We'll talk about it either way. Kourtney Kardashian is Instagram official with a new man. We'll share our unsolicited opinions on Calabasas' new super rich couple just before 5 o'clock. And Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka going to play their highly anticipated semifinal in the Australian Open tonight. The match has been moved to 9 p.m. Central. Looking forward to it, genuinely. We'll talk about it during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Cock is just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the Grizzlies. Last night was the first game of a five-game stretch in 7 days. It was against the Pelicans. It did not go well. It went how things usually go for the Grizzlies against the Pelicans. Final score was New Orleans 144, Grizzlies 113. That's a 31-point loss at home. Zion Williamson was awesome. Second-year star out of Duke, took 16 shots, made 13 of them, finished with 31 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He was plus 12. Lonzo Ball was plus 30. The Grizz just could not stop him. So New Orleans shot 61.5% from the field, including 50% from three. The Pelicans were 19 of 38 from beyond the arc. Brandon Ingram was 4 of 4 from three. Josh Hart was 6 of 11 from three. They just bombed the Grizzlies on national television with Shaq and D-Wade sitting in studio down in Atlanta. Ja Morant was mostly good, 12 of 16 from the field, 28 points, 8 assists. Also had 6 turnovers, that's why I said mostly. It's the third time in 4 games he's had at least 4. He's still only averaging 3.2 turnovers per game on the season, which is slightly better than he did last season, so no real concerns, but it was 6 turnovers. Also had a great dunk, though, off a play that was very similar play Murray State ran to get him the same highlight reel dunk back in the 2019 NCAA tournament against Marquette. Like, as soon as that play happened last night, I was like, I've seen that dunk before. Then I went and I found the highlight. I tweeted it. If you missed it, go check my Twitter feed. It's a really nice dunk. It was on Joey Hauser's head. So, anyway, the Grizz are now, if you're keeping track, 0-5 against the Pelicans since the beginning of last season. And the stupid games usually aren't even close. Last season, the Grizzlies lost to the Pelicans 126-116. Then it was 139-111. Then 109-99. This season, they've lost 118-109 and 144-113. So if you add it up, the Pelicans are 5-0 against the Grizzlies over the past two seasons with 4 double-digit wins. All 5 wins have come by at least 9 points. The average margin of victory is 17.6 points. So, Big Bet Bennett, here's my – you asked me, what are we going to do? And I don't know if you were asking me rhetorically or not, but I got an answer, and here's my proposal. Is it possible – I'm just throwing it out. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to get New Orleans removed from the Grizzlies' schedule? Like, does the NBA have rules against that?
Interesting.
Can you just get them off the schedule? Just say, you know what, we refuse to play.
No, seems unlikely. I think we're going to have to get through this somehow.
Well, that was my best option.
Yeah.
That was by far my best idea.
I don't know what the deal – I mean, obviously you've seen a lot of people say it's just a bad matchup for the Grizzlies, right? But I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, GP.
You give up a 144. That's not just a bad matchup.
No, that's something destroyed.
It's getting destroyed. Again, it is 5 losses over the past 2 seasons. In other words, and let me be clear, it's not John Morant's fault. This is just an easy way to label it. Since John Morant has joined the franchise,
right,
the Grizzlies are 0-5 against the Pelicans, and 4 of the losses are by double digits. None of the games are closer than 9 points. The average margin of victory is 17.6 points. Like, I think the Grizzlies play the Lakers better than they play the Pelicans.
Absolutely they do.
What is that about?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, every time they play in this recent, 5-game stretch where they haven't won a game, Zion and Brandon Ingram always go off, right? You know, they have no answer for Zion. A lot of teams don't have any answer for Zion, but they really don't have an answer for Brandon Ingram, it seems like. And then they're like bit players like Lonzo Ball. Like, Lonzo takes a lot of heat from that franchise, but he always plays good against the Grizzlies for whatever reason.
I think we're getting to a point where nobody has an answer for healthy Zion.
Like, yeah, I think that's true. I think that the player that the Grizzlies are going to have defend him, like when they're fully healthy, is either not ready to play yet or isn't on the roster yet.
I mean, this dude, 13 of 16 from the field last night. Game before that against Detroit, 10 of 20. Game before that, 14 of 15 against the Mavericks. Game against that, 12 of 18 against the Bulls. I mean, what? He shot 67% against the Bulls, 93% mm-hmm. from the field against the Mavericks, 50% from the field against the Pistons, and then shot 81% from the field against the Grizzlies last night.
Yeah, I mean, last night was the most impressed I've seen him play against the Grizzlies. That's the most impressed I've been by him, just because it looked so effortless last night. Like, he was getting to the rim at will.
It is incredible to watch, because I have been fortunate enough to – you know, I was watching Zion Williamson when he was in high school. I was in Las Vegas the night that Lonzo Ball's team, LaMelo Ball's team played a grassroots game against Zion Williamson's team, and it created a scene at a grassroots event unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. It was jam-packed gym, over capacity. They had to call the police to guard the doors to keep people out. I mean, it almost looked like an insurrection, except it obviously mm-hmm. wasn't, and nobody died. But people were rushing the building to try to get in. They wouldn't even let LeBron James come into the facility because they were worried it would cause too much of a commotion. LeBron was in the parking lot, and they asked him as politely as they could, please don't come inside. We already have a situation that we're ill-equipped to handle, and if you come inside, it'll just become more chaotic. That's how wild this was. And that was probably the summer before Zion's senior year of high school. And when you watched him back then, because I think sometimes people forget this, Zion Williamson was not the number one player in his high school class. That was RJ Barrett. Zion Williamson was not a projected number one overall pick entering college. That was also RJ Barrett. Most people in mock drafts had Zion Williamson going somewhere like between 5 and 11 in the 2019 NBA draft before he played a game at Duke. And then after he started playing at Duke, it didn't take too long for the mock drafts to adjust and make him number one. But before he got to Duke, people questioned what he was doing in high school in college. Because it was just, the question was, is he just playing bully ball? Is he just overpowering high school players? And some analysts would say, definitively, he won't be able to do that in college. Oh, he'll be good, but like, he can't play this way in college. And then he got the Duke, and you know what he did? The exact same thing he did in high school. He just got the ball and got to the rim, and nobody could do anything about it. So it was like, oh, well, he's doing it in high school against high school players. That's one thing. People say, hey, yeah, you could do that against high school players. You're not going to be able to do that in college in the ACC. Then he went to the ACC, did it, same thing, played the same way. Gets the ball, and it's one way or another, gets to the rim. Nobody can keep him away from the rim. And then he gets to the NBA. He does the same thing. And there were, I think by the time he did what he did at Duke, there weren't really any like real skeptics. Like, he was the consensus number one, you know, prospect in that draft. Literally every franchise, I believe, some might like to say they wouldn't have, but I believe every franchise would have taken him number one, even the Grizzlies. Right mm-hmm. or wrong, I think every franchise would have taken him number one. So there weren't too many skeptics, but people did still wonder, like, okay, but is he going to be able to do that, you know, against a 6'10 guy, against a 6'11 athlete? And the answer is yes. Yes, he can do it against anybody. Again, past four games, 12 of 18 from the field, 14 of 15 from the field, 10 of 20 from the field, 13 of 16 from the field. He was awesome last night. He has been awesome this season. His player efficiency rating right now, as a second-year NBA player who is still only 20 years old, his player efficiency rating is 26.41, which ranks 7th in the entire NBA. So now the Grizzlies are 11-12 overall, and that puts them 1.5 games behind the Warriors for 8th in the West. And 538 now projects them if you want to keep up with this type of stuff, to finish 35 and 37. That translates to tied for eighth in the West with Golden State and with New Orleans. And believe it or not, the Grizzlies have another game scheduled for tonight against Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I still think our 3-2 is very much alive that we talked about yesterday. But it starts with you have to get a win tonight.
Well, it's 3-2 in a 5-game stretch over 7 days. And before you can get a win tonight, you have to get an opponent tonight. Do you realize the Thunder aren't here yet?
I did realize that. I think that they have taken off. I can't confirm that, but the Blazers have taken off, and they were coming from the same airport, I believe. So I think the Thunder are en route.
Okay, so Joe Masato, who is the Thunder beat writer, tweeted at 3:04 Central Time, so an hour and 10 minutes ago, said due to the weather, the Thunder weren't able to fly to Memphis last night. The team will depart from OKC shortly and then head straight to the arena for an 8 p.m. game against the Grizzlies, per a Thunder spokesman. So as of an hour ago, they had not left Oklahoma City. Like, the game starts at 8:05.
Right.
The game, the best case scenario right now is they're in the air, and they've got a game that tips off in less than 4 hours. I mean, this is bananas.
Yeah, you know, the Grizzlies, obviously they sent out the memo today. There's not going to be fans tonight at the game due to the weather. And I think that actually helps in this situation as far as getting the game played, because if they have to delay it, I'm sure there's a way they can still delay the TV and radio broadcast and get the game pulled off. So I would think that helps them to actually get the game played somehow, some way tonight.
Yeah, I would assume as long as the Thunder get to FedEx Forum,
right,
we'll play the game at some point. But, like, it ain't no joke out there, Big Ben Bennett.
No, it is not.
Did you have any problems trying to drive in?
No, not today. But it's getting pretty bad out there right now, so we'll see. I'm scooting on along, though. I think I'll be all right.
I still haven't been outside in, like, 5 days.
Yeah, I'm about to head down to FedEx Forum after this, so we'll see.
I've gotten so lazy about not going outside that I went to take the garbage out this morning, and I just sort of set it by my front door.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even go all the way to the garbage can. I was like, you know what? I'll just set it in, like, right by the front door. I'll get to it later. I got a bag of garbage on my front porch.
Now, you know, it's been fun for a few days, and the snow, I love the snow. I'm glad that we got a really nice snow in Memphis, but yeah, I'm about ready to get past this.
Enough is enough. You know,
yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, enough is enough. Like, if I wanted to deal with snow every day, I would live somewhere other than the South.
We just want it for, like, 2 days max.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for this. Like, I want to play golf, you know? I want to be able to drive and play golf. Like, I work hard all week long so that I can relax on Sunday morning and play golf. Not so I can stare at stupid snow again. So enough is enough. Let's be done with this.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in charge of this? Mother Nature? Is that who we're assigning blame?
Mother Nature, yeah.
All right. Enough is enough, Mother Nature. Like, calm down. Let's let the Thunder get here safely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch a basketball game tonight. Grizz are favored by 7, so that's a good sign.
Ooh.
And big number? Big number?
That's a big number.
It is a big number.
Now I will say, like, dude, that is not an ideal situation for them to just hop off a plane and go play a basketball game. Like, you would hope that the Grizzlies just have a big advantage because of that tonight, right? Like, we played last night. They played last night too, and they had to travel today, and they ain't getting here till right before game time, probably. So
you sound like a man who wants to lay points.
Oh, that's such a big number, though. I think it's going to be a little bit closer. I might have to take the what is it, 7 right now?
7?
I might have to take the +7. But Grizzlies to win. Grizzlies to win, definitely.
I thought maybe that the number posted this morning, and then when it became clear the Thunder are still in Oklahoma City, that money came in and the line started moving.
Also, I don't know if we know if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's playing or not, and that's obviously a big difference. He's their best player.
The issue, but, like, the line hasn't really moved. It opened at 7. It's still sitting at 7. So the number has not adjusted for the fact that we're less than 4 hours away from tip-off and the Thunder still aren't even in Memphis.
Right.
So, you know, take that for whatever it's worth. Yeah, I won't pretend
we'll
to know.
See.
I had the Suns last night, -6 against the Brooklyn Nets.
Ooh.
That turned in That turned into a disaster, Big Bet Bennett. We'll talk to Matt Moore from the Action Network about the Grizzlies and the NBA in general. He's coming up next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Win it before you can buy it. Thursday, Brian Regan tickets to see the comedian, limited seating at the Renaissance Convention Center on April 7th. Win it before you can buy it. Thursday at 10:25. He's been called the funniest stand-up comedian. Entertainment Tonight calls him your favorite comedian's favorite comedian. Listen to the Jeff Calkins Show for Writer Than Right trivia Thursday around 10:25. 5 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Announcing the Fitz's richest promotion yet. This is big. Nah, let me try that again.
Big.
Yeah, better. The $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. Gamble, gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
All 75 months at 3.04%. Mirage, MH002682, MSRP 16865, G4, MHF01572, MSRP 18360, Outlander Sport, MU004915, MSRP 24740. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Ready, set, start your new year with a new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi on Covington Pike. Get the hatchback hero in 2021 Mirage, 12,342 or 129 a month. 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, 41 mpg highway, 13,997 or 149 a month. And jumpstart your journey in 2021 Outlander Sport, 17,938 or 199 a month. And these are not leases. You own your new ride. Plus, you get Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. You know the seasons are changing and spring is almost around the corner. Give us a call today at 388-0852 or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com to get the best prices of the season on your termite and mosquito programs.
You're ready to get back into yoga, so you ordered the essentials. A non-slip mat, yoga blocks to keep balance, and an exercise ball. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential yoga gear. Noise-canceling headphones.
Welcome. Take a deep breath. Breathe.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Here's the dirt on dust. It may seem fine, but it's actually made of dead skin cells and dust mite droppings. That's where Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters come in. With thousands of specially coated fibers to trap and lock dust in one swipe. Dust can't hide on ceiling fans and bookshelves anymore. When you're done, just remove the disposable cloth and voila! That dust is gone for good. Now that you know the dirt, say goodbye to the dust. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters. Stop cleaning. Start Swiffering.
This season's hottest collection is dropping to a dinner table near you. Meet the new Golden Standard, Church's new Texas Tenders, accessorized with butterfly shrimp. Snag your Texas Tenders and shrimp meal for just $5. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Gary is refinancing his home, so he shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting him up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision he'll never regret, unlike taking that gig in the testing lab at the deodorant company.
Raise your arm, please. Oh, man, I hate this job.
Pretty regrettable, Gary. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night.
Eric Musselman's Arkansas Razorbacks won for the seventh time in eight outings last night. Double-digit victory over Florida. I moved them into the top 20, the top 25, and one. We'll talk Arkansas basketball in the next segment. Jeff Cogg to be here a little after 5 o'clock. Right now he covers the NBA for Action Network. It's Matt Moore, please, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Matt, nobody watches more NBA than you, far as I can tell. So, let's start here. Why can't the Grizzlies beat or even be competitive with the New Orleans Pelicans?
Yeah, it's a tough matchup. You know, I was worried about it going into that game last night. I think the physicality of Zion is part of it. I think they've got guards. Last year's Drew Holiday, Eric Bledsoe, you know, Ingram, I think his length causes problems. I think it's just a bad matchup in terms of the athleticism. I mean, that's one of the things is the Grizzlies, because they're young and they have Morant and at full strength, they got Jaren, and they've usually got a pretty good array of athletes. But, I mean, this Pelicans team is another level just because of what Zion brings to the table. He throw in, you know, some of the depth that they've got that's playing better. I think it's just a really rough matchup. They also come at the worst time. The Grizzlies are kind of are shaking a little bit in terms of the defense is starting to wobble. The offense is still having a really hard time. Josh shot's not there. I think it's just a confluence of factors. But it is a bad matchup and one they should try and avoid at all costs in a playoff environment.
Zion was 13 of 16 from the field last night. That's 81.3%. Two games ago against Dallas, he was 14 of 15 from the field, 93.3%. This is pretty outrageous stuff. Where are we at on Zion Williamson right now?
Just a beast, you know, and they did some interesting stuff last night using J.J. Redick as a screener, having Zion operate more on ball, and the Grizzlies were trying different matchups on him, and, you know, you have to have speed to hang with him, but if you put speed on him, you're giving up size, and he just bowls through you. You put somebody bigger on him, he just goes around. He was kind of up and down last year with the injury and then kind of shaky, really, in that bubble environment especially, but he's been the number one player that we expected him to be this year. He's just physically overwhelming. He's really gifted in terms of his handle and in touch and finish around the basket. He doesn't have to just dunk on everybody. He's able to get to various moves. He's able to finish through contact and fading away from the basket. He's got just an incredible arsenal that he's bringing to the table. You need an army to stop Zion right now.
Talking to Matt Moore from Action Network. He's on Twitter at HP Basketball. Last night, I knew early in the day that Brooklyn would be playing the Suns without Kevin Durant. Then it was tweeted that Kyrie Irving was also going to miss the game, and I immediately jumped on it, Phoenix minus six. It jumped to eight. I had it at six. I felt pretty good about things. Game tipped off. Suns are up 24. I went to bed, woke up broke. What happened?
Hey, welcome to the club, man. I was right there with you. I love that spot for the Suns. Love that spot for the Suns. Was all over it. And then, you know, it was halftime, and I was like, I'm going to go make myself a snack. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, what do you mean it's a five-point game? What do you mean it's a two-point game? What do you mean they won? Just outrageous. Went back and watched, and, you know, this is the NBA this season. It's funny, the first month of the season, we had the opposite effect, where if you were up double digits at halftime, you were winning, and you were going to win comfortably. Nobody got back into games in the first month of the season. But after that first month, it's now reversed the other way, where nobody can hold a lead now, which usually that's the case if somebody makes a run in the NBA. But it also, we see usually a pretty even distribution of, okay, you got a big lead, they come back and get into it, and then it's like a coin flip between the two sides of whether you hold on or not. And now it's like, once you let go of the rope, that's it. You're off the horse. You're in the dirt. And that's it. You just got to hold on to the lead and make it so big they can't come back. Because once they start to charge, this Nets team brings a lot to the table. Obviously, Harden just went absolutely bonkers. The Suns, I thought, just really dropped a lot of the attention to detail they needed defensively. And we're just kind of like, oh, this game's over. And you just can't do that in the NBA against anybody. This team down multiple players, that's a dangerous spot because those guys are all going to compete even harder.
It's wild to watch. Like in the previous four games, James Harden was averaging 14 field goal attempts, you know, per game, and, you know, averaging a triple double in what was a three game winning streak before it became four last night. Then Kyrie has to sit out with Kevin, and he goes back up to 22 shots, gets 38 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds. Like, we focused on his weight. People focused on his off-the-court activities. Do people focus enough on this guy can lead the league in assists, lead the league in scoring? He is a remarkable basketball player.
Yeah, you know, the style that they had in Houston, which it accomplished a lot of goals for him, for them, right? They wanted to keep him happy, and keeping him happy meant getting him in the MVP conversation. And the style that they played meant he racked up numbers in just unbelievable amounts. But it also directly countered the Warriors in that isolation style. We're going to switch everything. If you switch on us, we want that, because we're not going to let you switch, because we're not even going to run a pick. We're just going to ISO with Harden all the time. It made use of his talent. It was so obnoxious to watch for people. I think that they missed. I've always said this about Harden. You have to really, really dig in and watch him and watch how subtle he is and how he manipulates you on the court to appreciate him, to understand that not just with the fouls. I'm talking about he is very subtle with his footwork to get you an inch to the right, one step to the right so he can get back to his left. His dribble is just absolutely puts you to sleep, and his burst is so good. He's got great finishing ability. He's an incredible shooter. He brings so much to the table, and he seems engaged in Brooklyn. I don't think that how he left Houston was great, but he does seem like this is where he wanted to be, and he feels like he can win a title, and it seems like he's willing to do whatever is necessary to do that there.
As Kyrie tells the story, because there were questions, I think legitimate questions, about how this would all fit together, and as Kyrie tells the story, Kyrie went to James and said, you're the point guard, I'm a shooting guard, KD's KD, let's go. And now James Harden is leading the league in assists. Kyrie made 9 3-pointers a few nights ago. Are we a believer now that this Brooklyn thing really might be title worthy?
The downside is the defense, which continues to be just awful. They have – the big concern is like a matchup versus a center. And in the East, that means Joel Embiid, is they got nobody to go up against them. Now, there's a lot of belief in the league that Andre Drummond may make his way there eventually. And that would help them, I think, a lot. Even though Embiid has eaten up Drummond in matchups, you can double Embiid and he starts to fall apart. The biggest thing for the Nets is this. We've seen the Bucks fall apart in the playoffs. We saw the Heat last year really go wild. And we've seen this consistently. Teams that have multiple guys that can create their own shots are able to win playoff series because of how the playoffs are defended and how they're structured, the pace of the game and all that. You want guys that can just beat their man and get buckets to bend the defense. And the Nets have three of them. If you're in that series versus Philadelphia and Embiid can't beat a double team, who on Philadelphia is going to be creating off the dribble to keep up with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden? They got nobody. So I think the Nets are rightfully the favorite to win the Eastern Conference. And I think that as much as their defense makes me gag a lot of the time, I think they'll figure out enough answers in playoff environments to get through.
If they continue to operate at a high level, does that motivate Philadelphia to go do a Bradley Beal deal, or motivate the Clippers to go, I'm just throwing things out there, a Kyle Lowry deal? Will people need to think they – will people be motivated to add more if Brooklyn starts to guard a little bit and continue to look like a monster on offense?
I think if you're the Clippers, you look at it and you say, look, we got snake bit by the Nuggets, who had an incredible run. We were up 3-1. We had no answer for Jokic. Trez is gone. We've got Serge Ibaka now to counter that. Our big concern is the Lakers. I think in the East, you know, the Sixers are doing so well. I think it's hard to talk yourselves into it because they do bring a lot to the table. Like, Simmons is starting to play awesome basketball again. And they do have shooters with Seth Curry and Danny Green. They do have Tyrese Maxey who can create as a rookie. And Embiid's playing the best basketball of his career. Tobias Harris is playing great. This is the problem. Is like they're playing too well to think like, oh, we got to add something. They'll probably make moves around the fringes. I think the teams of this year, especially with the Nets, are going to be in a situation of you're going to have to prove it because they haven't beaten anybody. They got weird chemistry. They got a shallow roster. They got two guys with a lot of injury concerns, and then Harden, whose playoff career hasn't been great. And they got no center, really, beyond DeAndre Jordan, and he's not awesome. So I think they're going to make the Nets prove it, but I just think the Nets are in a good position to do so.
Well, you mentioned Andre Drummond. Do we think no trade market, eventual buyout, then land in Brooklyn? Is that a scenario that seems likely?
Yeah, there was talk. You know, the Athletic reported on Toronto. Everyone I've talked to is skeptical of that deal because they don't believe that Masai Ujiri will want to give up, but they'll have to give up a Norman Powell plus other pieces to make that deal work. It's hard to see another team coming in and wanting to take on Drummond. Drummond's also, you have to be a team that needs a center that doesn't spread the floor, that gets a lot of rebounds, and you have to be able to deal with his at times wax and wane attention span. I think Brooklyn's in a really good spot to do that. I think that's a great environment for him. I think some of the other teams that are more disciplined and that, I think that's a little bit tougher. Boston is the other team I have heard you have to think will at least be shopping for it because they've had trouble. Tristan Thompson has not been the answer for them. Drummond would help them a lot, but they don't have a lot to give up either. The trade market's pretty tight this year, which is one reason I think this might wind up being a buyout, and then Drummond gets to pick his choice between title contenders.
The Bucks lost last night to the Raptors at home. They've now lost four straight. Through 28 games last season, they were 24-4. Through 28 this season, they're 16-12. I know Drew Holiday's been out, but it almost, and again, you watch this more than I do and obviously pay closer attention to it than I do, but they ran through the regular season two seasons ago, got knocked out earlier than they should have, ran through the regular season last season, got knocked out earlier than they should have. It feels like maybe they're just a little bored by the regular season. I almost equate it to when you're young or when you're old, any age, playing a video game that's got levels to it, and you get all the way to the next to last level, and then you die, and you got to start all over, and you get all the way back to the next level, die, you got to start all over. At some point, it becomes boring getting back to that place where you're trying to prove that you can do what you haven't done so far. That might be a poor analogy, but I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I think there might be some of that with some of the veterans on the team because you do kind of get in a rut, but I will say there's so much new about this team. Bright Bledsoe's gone. George Hill's gone. Ersan Ilyasova's gone. This is a bunch of new guys. Drew Holiday, Bobby Portis, Bryn Forbes, DJ Augustine. It's mostly new, and one of the problems is that their bench unit for years was dominant. Last two seasons, their bench unit was dominant. And it's gotten better as of late, but it's been pretty rough. And also, the starters haven't been awesome either. Like, Giannis hasn't been the same kind of dominant guy. The numbers are good, but you haven't felt watching him like he's that dominant, just absolutely going to world-devouring force. But I will say, if you're the Bucks, this might be the best thing for you. They're starting to try out a switch defense, which means that they're actually altering their defensive scheme, which is their big problem in the playoffs. They just kept throwing the same defense out there and getting torched. Like, these struggles may actually force them to adapt and become something new, which is something they desperately need. I think they're still figuring out Drew Holiday. I think they're still figuring out the other pieces. Honestly, if you're the Bucks and for 2 years in a row, you played your best basketball in January and then faded out when May came around, maybe this is better to struggle in the regular season, get to the adversity, and figure out a better way to be in the playoffs.
Wrapping up here with Matt Moore from Action Network. Last thing before I let you go, the Knicks are in Orlando tonight. They're 3.5-point favorites. They are 14-15 on the season, so favored to be 500. I believe they're sixth in the East right now. A, are we a believer in the Knicks as a playoff team? Not a contender, but a playoff team. And B, I've seen some New York media suggest, hey, this is awesome and fun. Julius Randle putting up big numbers. RJ Barrett playing better as a second-year player than a first-year player. Emmanuel Quickly being a surprise. Let's go get Zach LaVine and really turn this thing into something exciting. Do you subscribe to any of that?
I think that they're good. I think they're on the Eastern Conference scale. They're good. I don't necessarily know if they're going to secure a playoff spot. I think they're likely a play-in team. Which, how fun would that be if we can get fans back into arenas here in a couple of months with everybody with vaccinations and people and things doing better with the pandemic? Madison Square Garden for a play-in game for the playoffs for the Knicks. How great would that be? It'd be really cool to see. I think their defense is really good. Randle is an all-star. He's been phenomenal. They need to not try and jump the line like they always do and get ahead of themselves and dump a lot of assets to pick up somebody like LaVine. I also don't think the Bulls are shopping right now because he's played really well this year. They need to just stick with the process, hang in there. You're going to face enough teams like this Magic team and be able to rack up enough wins. The Knicks can really have a positive season. Don't make the mistakes you did in the past and start pushing things too early. By the way, the Knicks are, I think, 8-2 in their last 10 first half, by the way, if you want to get on that tonight.
I've made wagers with less information, so absolutely I'll go ahead and lock that in right now. That's Matt Moore from Action Network. Make sure you're reading him, actionnetwork.com. Follow him on Twitter at HP Basketball. You're the best. I always appreciate your time.
Thanks, man. Take care.
All right, that's Matt Moore from Action Network. When we come back, Arkansas Razorbacks won again last night. Now 7-1 in the past eight. Lone loss in that stretch at Oklahoma State. Now alone in second in the SEC standings in the top 20. of the top 25 and 1. We'll talk Razorback basketball next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys.
April 7th, the Renaissance Convention Center Main Hall.
I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Limited number of reserved seat pods on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. That's what happens. You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches.
Masks required. Social distancing guidelines must be followed.
Throw it in the trash.
Brian Regan.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, invites you to discover a brand new way to bet parlays. Introducing One Game Parlay, an exciting new feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and raise the stakes for a chance to win big. Making your same game win, total, and prop picks is easy with One Game Parlay. New to BetMGM? Sign up today and make every play of every game matter more than ever. You can make One Game Parlay bets on soccer and NBA games with more sports coming soon. Go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in points for the star player. Log in today or download the BetMGM app and try One Game Parlay. Visit BetMGM.com for a list of terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be present in Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our families serve your family.
The Tigers are in the home stretch of their AAC schedule. The Grizzlies are on their way to maybe, just maybe, making the NBA playoffs in Ja Morant's second season. Lots of interesting games to watch nearly every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy these games while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
It may be cold outside, but your deals keep getting hotter and hotter, Jeff. Hey, let's conquer the cold and gear up for winter with the Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah President's Day sales event.
We got you covered, Randy. Let's talk. 2021 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul redesigned inside and out, $149 a month lease. And a 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $3149 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte, ME319038, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775638, MSRP 20,660, K5, MG00560, MSRP 25725. Include all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax filing license. With approved credit, see dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3121 dealer stock only.
I'll be right there. We got to redo the whole thing.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to finish these today.
Like at Phil's Machine Shop. To keep carving out more revenue, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and raw. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous, but still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty, you found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perversion. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Saying that you'll love me, hey. I'm guessing I'ma be okay.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, she can help you. She's proud partners with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody that likes to support local businesses that support the local athletic department, especially in these trying pandemic times, Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. Do you have a good life insurance policy? If not, you need one. Here's why. Because you wouldn't want something to happen to you unexpectedly, and now you've left your loved ones in a financial bind. Already an emotional mess, now a financial bind as well. It happens every day to people in this country. Doesn't have to happen to you, not if you have a good life insurance policy. You can get one right now with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. There's two locations in the Memphis area. One is on Canada Road in Lakeland. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Cogg is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Arkansas hosted the Florida Gators last night inside Bud Walton. They escaped victorious. 75-64 final score. Game was close. Arkansas pulled away late. Wins by 11 to improve to 17-5 overall. 9-4 in the SEC. They are alone in second place behind the Alabama Crimson Tide. I moved the Razorbacks into the top 20, the top 25, and won this morning. They're now 7-1. In their past eight games, with the lone loss in that stretch coming at Oklahoma State, and they were competitive in that game. It came down to the final minute. And what's remarkable about this, or at least interesting about this, is that it shouldn't be surprising at all. Not that it's happening, and not how it's happening. It was in year two at Nevada that Eric Musselman turned the Wolfpack into a nationally relevant team and won a conference championship, and then he kept it there 3 years in a row. Year one was good, but not quite NCAA tournament good, and then it was conference championship, tournament, conference championship, tournament, conference championship, tournament. And then, of course, he bounced to Arkansas. But the recipe he used at Nevada to do it was transfers, Division I transfers. I mean, he took guys like Jordan Caroline, Caleb Martin, Cody Martin, Kendall Stevens, Jens Johnson. If you go look at his best Nevada teams, it was all players who started their college careers somewhere else. Then he brought them to Reno. Some set out a year. Some got eligible immediately. But either way, he operated at the top of the Mountain West Conference and largely at the top of the sport, or at least in the top 25 of the sport, by using that formula. Then he gets to Arkansas. Now, Arkansas is a different job, better job than Nevada. So you can also recruit top 100 high school prospects in Fayetteville. Can't do that in Nevada, but you can do it in Fayetteville. So he did. He enrolled multiple top 100 high school prospects. But he also explored the transfer market. And right now, if you look at Arkansas' starting lineup, 60% of it, three of the starters, Division I transfers. It's Justin Smith from Indiana, it's Jalen Tate from Northern Kentucky, and it is Connor Vanover from Cal. You might recognize that name. He was once recruited by Tubby Smith and the Memphis staff. Four of Arkansas's top six scorers right now are players who started their college careers at a different Division I university than the University of Arkansas. So what Muss has been able to do is take transfers just like he did at Nevada, combine them with heralded high school prospects, and now he's got, it appears, the second-best team in the SEC and a top 20 team in America. I've talked about this many times because it is one of the more unbelievable facts in college basketball, that Arkansas hasn't been to the Sweet 16 since 1996. Now, if you're young, that might not mean anything to you. But if you're old enough to remember college basketball in the early 90s, when Arkansas was being run by Nolan Richardson, this is unimaginable. Like, in the early 90s, the Razorbacks made the Sweet 16 six times in a seven-year span. Six times in a seven-year span from 1990 to 1996. They advanced to the Elite Eight in that stretch four times. So four Elite Eights in 7 years, six Sweet 16s in 7 years, three Final Fours in that seven-year stretch, went to the title game twice in that seven-year stretch, back-to-back in 94 and 95, won the title in 94, lost to UCLA in 95. And if I would have told you when Arkansas lost in 1996 in the Sweet 16, after they had just been to six Sweet 16s in 7 years, that they will not get back to the Sweet 16 until at least 2021. That would have been unimaginable.
Yep.
Like, what? This is one of the best programs in America. It'd be like if I told you Duke is not going to get back to the Sweet 16 for 25 years. You'd be like, what? What are you talking about? Duke's not going to go to the Sweet 16 for another 25 years? Like, if I told you Kentucky will not be back in the Sweet 16 for 25 years, you'd be like, what? So I wondered earlier today on the podcast, how many different schools have been to the Sweet 16 since the last time Arkansas was in the Sweet 16? And I had never taken the time to look this up before, but it is something that I had wondered about. And so we challenged people, listeners of the Ion College Basketball Podcast, like, hey, if you've got time, because Norlander asked me, he was like, are you going to look it up? I was like, dude, I'm hosting Time to Shine every day, hosting the Gary Parrish Show every day, doing CBS Sports HQ hits every day, ranking 26 college basketball teams every day, dealing with kids being home because they're out of school with snow every day. I ain't got time to take on extra homework assignments, but if somebody out there wants to look it up, we'll give you credit on the podcast. Within like an hour, we had multiple people giving us the answer. Big Bet Bennett, I'll ask you trivia time. How many different schools have been to the Sweet 16 since the last time Arkansas was in the Sweet 16, which was 1996?
I'll say 60.
It's 99.
Okay, wow.
99 different men's college basketball programs, including six from the Missouri Valley Conference, have been to the Sweet 16 more recently than Arkansas. So I have said for a while, I think that Muss will be the coach that breaks that streak. But what is becoming increasingly clear this season is that this might be the season where he breaks that streak. He might break that streak next month in Indianapolis.
Story number two.
The Tennessee Vols will be back on the court tonight. We did confirm, Big Bet Bennett.
Yes.
They are expected to play. They are hosting South Carolina at Thompson Bowling Arena. The reason I was a little fuzzy on it earlier is because a whole bunch of SEC games and Big 12 games got canceled tonight because of weather. I mean, we thought the pandemic would be difficult enough to play through. Now you got to add this whole weather thing into it. It just complicates everything. But at this moment, Tennessee-South Carolina supposed to happen, and we'll see if the Vols are able to bounce back after they got handled pretty easily at LSU over the weekend, 78-65. They had been playing better, and I told you that the most obvious reason was because their two five-star freshmen, Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer, were starting to ball out. They went for combined 50 a couple of games ago. One game before LSU, they went for a combined, I think, 41. And then they played against LSU, and they just didn't perform. Keon Johnson was 5 of 15 from the field, 12 points. Jaden Springer, 6 of 14 from the field, 21 points. So they only combined for 33. Now, that's not bad, but it's not close to what they had been doing in recent games. And so it really does appear that, yeah, Tennessee's got some interesting non-freshman pieces, but the Vols are going to live and die now with those five-star, projected one-and-done freshmen in Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer. So if you're wondering what to watch tonight, if you're watching Tennessee, South Carolina, keep an eye on those two young guys. If they perform, Tennessee should be fine. If they don't, maybe things get a little uncomfortable.
Story number three.
We got a new celebrity couple went Instagram official.
Saw this.
Went Instagram official last night. It's Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. Big Bet Bennett, do you approve or disapprove?
Oh, you know I approve. I mean, I'm happy for the new couple, GP.
You just want them to be happy and find happiness.
I just want them to be happy and find happiness.
I just want them to be happy and find happiness as well.
Yeah, that's all I want for anyone.
It's all I want for anyone.
Well,
those Kardashian
not anyone, I guess.
I do want it for anyone. I want everybody to be happy.
You do want everyone to be happy?
Yeah. Okay. Why wouldn't I?
Okay. I mean, there's probably a few people out there that probably don't deserve happiness. But
name three people you would like to see.
I don't want to name.
Name three people you would like to see unhappy.
No, I can't. I can't.
Is one of them Mark Giannotto?
No, I love Mark Giannotto.
Name three people you would like to see unhappy. Is one of them John Martin?
Oh, you know what? I did see, you know, he was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin today talking really bad about my Titans, and that kind of made me want him to have a little unhappiness in his life.
John Martin was on that show this morning?
Yes, they had him on to talk crap about the Titans. Like, I don't think they realize, you know, sometimes it's hard for these, like, you know, like, sometimes they can't put together that, like, Memphis and the rest of Tennessee is, like, completely different.
Oh, sure.
And so they just think that it's, oh, well, he'll come on and talk Vols and Titans and, you know. So, yeah, he went on their show and trashed the Titans today. So, yeah, good for him.
I've been asked to come on shows sometimes before where, like, clearly the producer booking me just didn't have a proper context for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, you know, and it's like in a market, and I don't even know why I agreed to do it, but, like, they get you on, and by the way, I should be clear, like, John is a, you know, a radio host in Memphis. He could theoretically talk about the Tennessee Titans. It's not outrageous, but I do think, oh, Memphis is an ESPN affiliate in the state of Tennessee. They're probably talking Titans all the time.
Right.
It's like, we're never talking Titans.
Right.
Or rarely talking Titans. So, like, I'll get asked to go on and you know, the producer was probably like, I'll just get an NBA guy, and it'll be like NBA playoffs or it'll be actually college basketball season. That's why I'll think, okay, this makes sense. And then, you know, the producer is looking for an NBA, quote, NBA guy, and then it'll see a Gary Parrish NBA mock draft, and they'll be like, oh, here's an NBA guy.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing you know, I'm on in, you know, wherever, and San Diego. And then, like, and now we're joined by Gary Parrish, CBS Sports. Gary, how are you? I say, I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys having me on. They say, okay, so it's nothing but an NBA interview. Like, they're asking me about the Lakers and about the Kings. And, like, so how do you think De'Aaron Fox is developing? And I'm like, they don't know who I am. They just booked me. they just booked me because they thought I was something different. And it said CBS Sports beside
yeah.
it. So
I would assume you can work your way through those.
Oh, of course. Like, I have reached the point of being interviewed on radio where I can either talk for several minutes at a time intelligently, or I can fake it. There is not mm-hmm. there's not a scenario where I'm going to get caught where I don't know what to do. You do this long enough, any question, even if you don't actually there was one a few weeks ago, I was on maybe in Nashville, and it was just basic stuff, you know, talking Tennessee and then talking Memphis and talking Kentucky struggles. And then at the end, they said, you know, before we let you go, did want to ask you about a young man who is averaging 24 points per game at Austin Peay. And they were like, you know, blah 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 blah. What do you think of his senior season? I never even heard of this player.
Uh-huh.
All right, I have no idea what they're asking.
Uh-huh.
And I say, listen, obviously, just having a tremendous season. Anytime you're scoring at that rate in Division I basketball, you are doing something that is wildly unique. Now, I know some would be dismissive of it because it's at a lower level. Like, it's not happening in the SEC or it's not happening in the Big Ten. But if you pay attention to college basketball or even the NBA, you know that that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Ja Morant did not play in the SEC, but he put up big numbers in college, and now he's a reigning NBA Rookie of the Year. Damian Lillard played at Weber State. You could have been dismissive of his numbers coming out of that league if you wanted to, because it's not the Pac-12. But would it have been smart to do that? No. So, again, when you are operating at that level and putting up these types of points, you've got some game to you. Now, whether it translates to where he wants it to take him, we'll have to wait and see about that. But obviously, to be putting up numbers like that, really, really impressive. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's a good response, though.
I don't even know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I would have thought you knew.
No, I know.
Based on that response, yeah.
So I'm equipped to do that, so I can handle any of those situations.
Yeah.
But I do sometimes find myself in those situations. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the new couple, Travis Barker and
How did we get from Travis Barker to that?
I have no idea.
What in the world? I said I just want people to be happy, and you pushed back on that, and you said you don't want everybody to happy, and I wondered out loud if you would like John Martin not to be happy.
No,
and next
I want
thing
him
you know,
to be
we're
happy.
Talking about that.
I want John to be happy too.
Yeah, I think I want.